Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley, in for Mike Green, who is on vacation. The Klamath River is a different entity this summer from what it was last summer. Last summer, a couple of big dams still stood on the river while the process of demolishing those went on. Now the dams, four of them, are gone, and the river runs free from the Keno Dam in Klamath County all the way down through California to the Pacific Ocean. Youth groups are on the river this summer studying the very changed situation. The group Save California Salmon offers indigenous science camp for young tribal members and other programs as well. We have two guests from Save California Salmon to talk to us about this. Phil Albers is the group's education director and a Karuk tribe member. Welcome, Phil.
Hi, thank you.
Good to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
Star Gibbons is the youth coordinator at Save California Salmon from the Yurok tribe. Thank you, Star, for joining us.
Hello. Thank you.
Good to have you both. Phil, I can't imagine what an opportunity you have this year. What's it like to have a completely different river system to study from a year ago?
It is pretty phenomenal. Just the simple fact that the river looks and feels completely different all by itself. If you exclude the impacts on the communities and the rest of the environment and habitat around the river, just simply having access to the river in this time of the year, for example, and there's not algae blooms everywhere and concerns about toxicity, it's just an incredible feeling.
Yeah, I remember that green hot water from summers past, and so it's a very different thing now.
Yeah. And the kids being able to get in there and access that water, access those places that are culturally significant, as well as just sometimes it's their family's spots or places where they like to go, it's really, really uplifting and healing for the people.
So have the educational offerings grown at Save California Salmon from a year ago?
Yes, quite a bit, actually. So Save California Salmon is a nonprofit organization, and we're based out of Orleans, California right now, but we have service area over Humboldt County, Del Norte County, Siskiyou County, Shasta, and Trinity counties, and then we have a little branch office in the Central Valley in Sacramento area. So specifically, the education program is primarily funded through the Elevate Youth California grant, and we have some supplemental grants and state and private foundation donors that really help support and encourage us to have these educational opportunities. And now with the dams coming out, we've had an opportunity to really have more access on the water of the Klamath River and the tributaries to have these kids experience what it's like to, have these kids experience what it can be like to have outdoor educational experiences that are a little more in depth than just simply a fun camp out.
Okay. So talk about Star Gibbons, if you would. What's happened so far? Some events have already taken place this summer.
So, yeah, we have done a few different events, one being the Indigenous Science Camp up in that Iron Gate Dam space. And that iron, we've really focused on like traditional ecological knowledge-based activities where we brought and invited youth and families to come up and do a lot of different activities there along the Klamath River in that space where the dam has come and down, along with doing like the tour visit where we visited the dam site where the dams have come out. And we also provided a raft trip that went right through where those dams were just last year. So it's really exciting to be able to provide that opportunity for the youth.
What's it like learning the river now? Because the Iron Gate in particular was a tall dam and therefore a deep reservoir. And I can just imagine that there's a whole lot of river to learn that now flows through that area.
It was really exciting and a little bit emotional to kind of to go and raft through that space where, you know, it wasn't a possibility just a short time ago. And it was really inspiring because it was, you know, there was a lot of work that went behind getting those removed. And the kids were just enjoying it. They were jumping in the water and they, you know, and we, as we're going down, we're talking about how much hard work and the significance of the area. And now we have free flowing, healthy water where, you know, we got to kind of see those pictures where, when the lake was there and it's just green and, you know, all those algae blooms were popping up. So it was really exciting.
What ages are we talking about, Star?
So that camp was 8+. It was an overnight camp where we did camp along the river. And then with the rafting, there's a little bit of a higher class. So that it was the 8+. And then families, we're always inviting families to join on that as well. So that was one of the things that we've done, and we hope to do again next year. And then we've done a few other raft trips as well.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Star Gibbons and Phil Albers from Save California Salmon about youth groups that they are taking out to the Klamath River, which is a river again this summer. And it was not last summer because the demolition of the dams was still taking place. Phil, I mean, physics and chemistry have their own laws, but there are some differences in how people approach those subjects. Can you give some examples of the TEK, the traditional environmental knowledge, and the indigenous science view of Klamath River restoration?
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you. Well, one of the reasons that made this Indigenous Science Camp at the Iron Gate Dam Removal Site so successful was a partnership and support from the Shasta Nation, who are the Indigenous people of that land, and simply understanding that and acknowledging that that was an Indigenous civilization's homeland and how that was taken from them and the history behind that and the trauma that was caused throughout that process that rippled in all the way up and down the entire Klamath River. Just simply being able to help recognize that and find some peace and even some restorative justice there, that all by itself can speak far beyond the chemistry and the physics of what dam removal is doing for the river. So that's one aspect, but some other aspects are we're able to actually get into the science of salmon, for example. Already, it was a matter of weeks, less than weeks, mm-hmm. where salmon were already up past the dam removal site and trying to get all the way up to Klamath Falls, where they originate from. And to address that and say, you know, we're talking about it was 100 years for humans, but for salmon, it was multiple generations of their DNA and their existence that weren't able to get home. But they continued surviving and they continued trying. And as soon as they had an opportunity, they were able to go all the way up there, even after many generations of not being able to access the same creeks and tributaries that they actually spawned from.
And what do we know about I heard those stories from early last fall, soon after the last dam came out, about the salmon coming up. Is there much of an established run that we can point to yet?
Yes, there are. I don't have the numbers on those mm-hmm. specifically, but I know that the Yurok tribe and the Kudik tribal fisheries programs are recording and documenting through modern science and technology how those runs are impacting the entire river, but specifically how those salmon are getting up there and what that looks like. But as you mentioned, this is a whole new learning curve and a steep process because we don't have any. We can have our references from what it was over 100 years ago from our grandparents and great grandparents and whatnot, but we just don't know like what the spring run will look like and what the different species are going to look like, how they progress through and what those numbers are in relation to what they could have been or what they will be in the future.
Yeah, it's also brand new. We're talking to Phil Albers and Star Gibbons from Save California Salmon about youth groups that the group is taking up onto the Klamath River for rafting and for Indigenous Science Camp and a bunch of other stuff. And we've got a few minutes left. You can join us by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Star, I know that the tribes in the region are already very much involved in putting the river system back into river-like shape as opposed to the series of reservoirs and dams. Are the camp kids doing any of that work?
So we have done and offered a lot of school field trips and brought youth up into that space to help with the restoration. We've went up and brought multiple groups up to plant seeds. They've gathered thousands and thousands of seeds from the local native plants in that area. And we've had youth go up and being able to help restoration with that, as well as doing those dam sites and learning about those plants and the animals that live in that area. So it has been. We have been able to have them be involved and included in that restoration project. On some of those field trips, we also went up into that past that dam site and went into Jetty Creek, where they did some restoration, a lot of restoration, and they got to actually see those salmon returning to their original spawning grounds and swimming up that Jetty Creek and seeing them return, which was super exciting.
Wow, that's amazing. It's been decades of really since any salmon went up Jetty Creek, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So how you pitch this to the kids, though, Star? I mean, is it like, let's go have some fun and you might learn something along the way, or is it pitched as more of an educational thing?
So we try to do it a little bit of both. We try to have a little fun with it, of course, but we also want them to be learning about what's happening and the significance of, you know, like, this is a historic moment of these dams coming down and these salmon returning to their original spawning grounds. And so we're kind of pitching it as both, like, what we're doing today is really important. Not only are we restoring this land back to its natural habitat, but we're also, you know, seeing these salmon that are returning, you know, back to these original spawning grounds in over 100 years. And so we're kind of pitching it as both. And, of course, we're always throwing in games and activities and stickers and trivia with those field trips and those youth to make it funner. And that also includes that dam site where we took them up originally, where they're looking down at the dam and how, you know, that where it's full. We took them the next year where they emptied it out, they emptied that reservoir, and it's kind of that mud and yuck. And we took them this year, and it was really exciting because now they're seeing all this green grass and this restored area where they were a part of that.
Wow. And so do a lot of the kids who come to these summer activities, they live along the river or fairly close to it? Do they have some familiarity to begin with?
So we kind of are really open and send out flyers to all the community. I mean, you know, we share it on our social medias. And so we kind of get a variety of students and youth and families that come. So some of them, you know, are from Wairika or in Ashland or down along the Klamath River, like the Kuduk tribe and Happy Camp and Orleans area. So we really kind of get a big variety of people. And a lot of people are so interested and want to have more information. So it's been great. And we've had a really good turnout for, like, Indigenous science camps.
And Phil, how many kids do you think will take part by the time the summer is over?
We're estimating between 300 and 400 at a minimum in terms of how we're supporting, not just facilitating or hosting our own events, but supporting partner agencies and tribes and organizations. And we're estimating at least 300 and hopefully more different students. And that we've even had kids from the coast out in Eureka, McKinleyville, and Crescent City come on up all the way up to Iron Gate Dam. And there are arrangements and discussions for having some tribal youth groups from San Diego and L.A. also join in and travel all the way up to experience the TEK schooling and environmental education we offer.
Can people still sign up? Can young people still get into these camps? Or are they full for the summer?
Yes, they can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of them are done for, like, we're not going to be back at Iron Gate this year for an Indigenous science camp, but we will be posting and offering opportunities for site visits and working with the Shasta Nation and the KRRC Res Corporation to safely, because it's still a major construction site, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was taking out a 100-foot dam is no little thing. So we make sure we have to follow their regulations and rules and make sure everybody's safe. That's always our number one priority. But there will be opportunities throughout the summer and beginning in the fall.
Well, it just sounds like a fascinating place to be on a river that has not been a river for a very long time, having its first summer free-flowing once again. Phil Albers is Save California Salmon's Education Director, Kuruk Tribal Member. Phil, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Star Gibbons is the Youth Coordinator at Save California Salmon from the Yurok Tribe. Star, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good to talk to both of you.